All right. Welcome to the show. If you have no energy, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and listen. If you have energy, go grab a lawnmower, a pair of shears, and do some work around the house while you listen to the Inside Outside Guys for the next 2 hours.
And your portable AM radio to strap on your belt.
There you go. Portable AM radio. Or your
You can still buy one of those.
You could. And anyone that's your age.
If you go to the old guy's store, you can...
That's great.
I actually had, this was probably 4 years ago now, my mother-in-law request that
request.
As a gift. Request, Silly Wabbit. She requested that as a gift. And at the time I thought, I don't think they make those anymore. And I actually found her one. Yeah. And she loves it. She uses it.
I'm going to Google something right now.
This ought to be good.
No, I want to see if there's a store called the Old Guys Store.
If not, we ought to start one.
You're right. You're right. Let's see. Old Guys Store. Old Guy Rule. Okay. No, there's no Old Guys Store.
Hey.
No. Hey.
All right. That was our idea. No one else can have it.
No one can touch it.
No one can touch it.
We're going to make millions.
We got a busy, busy day. We're going to run out of time before
we should stick to housing.
Probably should. Probably should.
All right.
But I like the idea if you're out working in the yard. My dad used to carry an AM radio. I've told that years ago. Listen to the Tigers in the summer.
But now they have AirBuds.
And it wasn't that big. It was probably 10 by 6 by 2-ish. Okay. I still have it.
Sure.
It still works. Old Philco. And why not?
Good money for that. It could be an antique now, you know.
Really?
No.
No.
Not really.
You know, it's funny. I have I have a 30. No, gosh, it's a 42 or 3-year-old reel to reel.
Oh, really?
It's a beautiful 4-channel piece of equipment that I bought new back in the 70s. And I had a guy offer me over $2,000 for it 4 years ago. I couldn't believe it. That's about what I paid for it back then. True story.
Tell me it's in that guy's garage right now or something.
No, I still have it.
Why would you not take $2,000?
You know what? Praise God, didn't need the money. So I still have an old 8-track player. I've told you that. I have old stereo. I have my old amps. I have a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I just keep it. I know.
You're crazy.
I know.
$2,000 for something that's sitting in your basement collecting dust?
Well, it's actually sitting on a shelf collecting dust, and I occasionally turn it on. But it's not the basement.
You occasionally turn it on for $2,000 worth of music quality. Are you crazy? Find that person. See if you can get $1,800 for it.
I know. Will you still give me some money?
But yeah, anybody out there wants to buy a turntable, get a wall.
I still have my old, my 40-some-year-old turntable, and it still works. I can still play old vinyl on it.
Old
True
vinyl,
story.
Which are now becoming more valuable over time. I wish I would have kept my
I gave all mine away.
I know you did.
To my... My oldest daughter loves her. She and her husband play them. They enjoy them, so hey.
I had no idea what happened. So you said we have a busy show today. Why do we have a busy show?
Oh, my gosh.
As you go to take a sip of your coffee, I interrupt you just for it gets to your lips.
I know it. Love my coffee, man. Well, for one thing, at 10:30, we're going to introduce somebody we've been searching for a long time that you finally uncovered.
A long time.
It's been really hard to find good concrete and good masonry people ever since Ken quit doing it. It really has. That's there are probably 5 categories that you and I have difficulty finding good people that we depend on.
Yes.
Right?
Decks.
Drywall and plaster.
Fireplace.
Even plumbing. We've been so blessed to have Dave from Waterwork on with us that we could depend on, and Matt from Z Plumbers. But it's been hard to find good, dependable people in certain categories. And concrete masonry has been one of those that's like, geez, you know, there's got to be somebody we can find.
You know, my old company, Casey Masonry, I started advertising with the late, great Glenn Hagee in 2006. And from that point to when we got on JR and I let that company go, I've never heard another masonry or a concrete company.
Which you and I never understood.
On the radio.
We never understood that.
I didn't because we once
JR killed it for you.
We went on WJR, housing show, which was the master handyman Glenn Hagee.
Right.
God rest his soul. We never came off because when Glenn said, hey, use them, people did.
JR just.
It's powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
So at one point, Jeremiah and I were competing against each other.
Who's Jeremiah?
Jeremiah Campbell, the owner of Brickworks Property Restoration, who's going to be coming on with us at 10:30. And they are opening up a concrete division, and they're ready to go.
So that's exciting.
That is very exciting.
And then we gotta keep working from 12 to 1 today, too, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
We're going to go meet our good friend Jeff Weaver from Clarkson Window and Door. And I tell you, we always have a great time when we meet.
You and I have really come to enjoy Jeff Weaver as a person, the owner of Clarkson Window and Door. It's like the more you get to know the guy, the more you not only like him, but you like his business. So we're going to be with him from 12 to 1 today.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a guy that's been doing this day one. He used to work with his dad in the window business when he was a little guy, a young guy, and he's just continued the tradition, actually invested with his dad at one point, and bought a trailer, I believe, and that was the way he got into the business.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. We're going to be taking calls from our listeners during the show, and we just have a lot of information to share. Barrier Free Plus, if you haven't got plans for the weekend, the Walter and Mary Burke Park in New Baltimore, coming up July 22nd and 23rd, right?
Yes.
They're going to do that, an outdoor event that's been on WJR for quite a while.
Yeah, they started advertising, I believe, back in April.
Yeah. Fishing tournament. If you've never been to a weigh-in at the end of a fishing tournament, it is a really cool thing to see. You know, it's interesting. It's fun. It's one of those things where you're just intrigued, you know. And I don't think you have to be a big fisherman to appreciate that. So we're gonna be talking a little bit about that. I think the fishing tournament is Saturday, and there's actually $5,000 in cash prizes for that. So, I mean, if you are into fishing, you got a boat.
Yeah, and you know what? It's through Barrier Free Plus, and we love how much our team partners give back. I mean, we could go through almost every team partner.
Gosh, yes.
We have.
Yeah.
And find a way that they have given back to the community, to people in need. And this is something Barrier Free Plus does on a regular basis by taking variably disabled people out for fishing. And I tell you what, if you ever took a young person fishing or someone who's been disabled and had not able to get outside and move around, like you and I could just walk on a boat.
We're blessed.
Barrier Free Plus has actually modified a pontoon to be able to take wheelchairs and walkers and that kind of stuff.
So, it's cool stuff.
But check out this event today at, what was the name of the park?
Walter and Mary Burke Park in New Baltimore, Michigan. You and I have been there. We did a broadcast from there, right?
So, Chuck, my thermostat went on my my house the other day. The thermostat went bad. So I went over to CNC air AC, or heating, cooling, and air conditioning, and I talked to Mr. Eric Fahu, who's in the parts department. And that man went above and beyond for me. He talked to someone who had my part in Texas, someone who had it in Florida. He found it right here in Roseville for me. CNC is a new team partner, the Inside Outside guys. We're thrilled to have them. You'll hear more about CNC heating, cooling, and air conditioning in weeks to come.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us today. Going to be a busy show. We've got a new team partner we want to introduce you to coming up beginning of the next segment. Looking forward to that. Going to be here from 12 to 1 with Clarkson Window and Door. Looking forward to that.
We are looking forward to that. Apologize for the issue with the mic, a little bit of technical difficulty. Real quick, I want to mention, as we were going into the break, I was talking about a great new partner, which is CNC Heating, Cooling, and Air Conditioning. And I wanted to mention that I had a problem with a thermostat, and Eric Fahu over there at the parts department took fantastic care of me. I want to mention that, make sure everyone heard that, because just a great company, great guy.
Let me ask, did he do it because you had your celebrity shirt on?
He had no idea who I went. No, I did not have my celebrity shirt. I actually had a Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions shirt on.
Well, I'd treat you better if I thought you
That's
were
true.
With Jared.
That's true. That's true. No, he did a great job for me. He went above and beyond. He was looking for this thermostat, and he found it in Texas, and he found it in Florida, and we're talking next week. In the meantime, I have no AC.
So for the Calverly Mance, you needed a really snotty specialty thermostat. You couldn't just go buy one like the rest of us normal people?
You always have an angle, don't you? You always got to try to find a way to dig a little bit. Anyway.
But you did. You raved about the service, and that's always cool.
They took great care of me. They're a new team partner, the Inside Outside guys. We're absolutely thrilled to have them on.
So good job. Proud
yes.
of you.
Yes. Yeah, it was a great job. And then we mentioned earlier in a few minutes, we're going to have Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration coming on with us. We'll be taking your phone calls a little bit later. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. That event at Mary and Burke Park is next weekend, July 22nd and 23rd. Our apologies. Walter and Mary Burke Park in New Baltimore, Michigan, sponsored by the Bay Area Sports Show, will be next weekend.
I know it. Yeah. So mark it on your calendar.
Yes, sir.
You got a week to plan it.
Yes, sir.
And then later on in the show, if we have time, if not today, definitely tomorrow, Dave from Waterwork put us on notice that a lot of people call Waterwork Plumbing out that could have avoided a big problem had they just had a plumbing maintenance check done within the last year. Deferred maintenance on your plumbing system, on your pipes, on that kind of thing. So later on, if we get a chance again, either today or tomorrow, Ken and I will talk about some of the things that maybe you should, if you get a chance, no emergency, before an emergency, you call Waterwork Plumbing, have them come out, do a plumbing maintenance check on your entire house, and then you're kind of put on notice of the things that you should be looking for instead of waiting for an emergency.
You know, that's a great point. And while they're there, ask them about any new technology. There's some new technology out there in the plumbing world that a lot of people don't know about. There's a product that they can actually attach to your plumbing system to one of your pipes that would immediately notify someone by phone if they have a leak for any reason. If you lose any water pressure, it'll immediately notify you by phone. This is something a lot of people don't understand. And when they are in Florida or they're somewhere on vacation, something goes wrong with their system, they hear about it on the phone right there. That's something you want to check out at Waterwork Plumbing. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls.
Yeah, and we would love to hear from any of you that have questions, concerns, or comments regarding your house or systems around your house. That kind of makes it fun for us when we have the opportunity to do that, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You mentioned Beauchamp real quickly. One of the issues with plumbing, we saw this. We were actually, my brother and I used to work together a lot, do a lot of trim carpentry, and we were trimming out a basement for a niece of mine this week. And we basically installed a bathroom in the basement as well, in a three-piece with a tub shower, yada, yada, right?
Sure.
So long story short, we get everything set. We turn on the mixer faucet at the tub, and the water trickles out.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, come on. And we know we got pressure. The toilet's working. The sink's working. I mean, it's just – and I told my brother, I said, there's something in those pipes because you connect to old pipes, right?
Right.
Anytime you touch old pipes – you're going to have some issues with plumbing. I hate old plumbing.
I agree. Hey, partner, I hate to cut you off, but I know we got a partner coming at the next break. We got a phone call I want to get to real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Get that. But let's talk to John in St. Clair. Hello, John. You're on with the guys.
I got a question. I need probably replace a roof and gutters in the near future, and I wondered if it would make for a better and cleaner job to do them both at the same time.
It'd be a less expensive job as well. Every one of our team partners does roofing and gutters, and they have crews for both. And
the roofing partners.
I'm sorry, thank you. roofing partners. Even one of our foundation partners, FSM, does gutters as well. But
yeah,
you could definitely get a better deal. Out in your area, one of the companies we refer a lot is Kanga Roof. They're not far from you. And any of our other team partners, Pro Home Improvement, is not far from you as well.
Okay, thank you very much. And I appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, John. You can find both those companies at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And speaking of gutters, Chuck, Atlas Gutters had a great reference from a customer this week I saw. I had my gutters installed today by Nate, Cody, and Alex. They were awesome to deal with and had a great attitude. Thank you for all your hard work. That was from Devin G. talking about Atlas Home Improvement and the job their company did putting on gutters for this customer. And remember, they also do aging in place and kitchen and bathroom remodeling. And of course, we're talking about Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We are so thrilled to be here, and we recognize the blessing of being able to help you out with your housing issues. So keep in mind, we're going to have a guest on that we're excited to have on, but the phone lines will be open between, roughly 11 and 12 today, right, before we run over to Jeff Weaver and Clarkson Window and Door?
Yes, sir. To the magic of radio, right? Well, Chuck, I got something I want to play for you, and I want to take a look at you, and I wish I had my phone. I'm going to record this because I want to see your reaction to this. Dave, would you play that jingle real quick, please?
Whoa. Oh, my God. I just got chills.
Those three voices.
I got chills.
Did you really?
Those are our babies.
They were our babies, weren't they? Those three voices are two of Chuck's children who are both now about to graduate away from college.
Actually, one just did, and the other is on the verge.
And one of my children, who hasn't done that but chose a different career path I'm very proud of, 14 years ago.
Wow.
They were babies when that was made.
Oh, my Lord.
And
recently,
a good friend of ours who people are about to meet acquired that jingle. He's got a couple babies of his own. So people are going to start hearing that jingle again, but with Jeremiah Campbell's children. And Jeremiah Campbell is the owner of Brick Works Property Restoration, located right here in Southeast Michigan. And we are excited to have him on as a new team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. Jeremiah, my brother, how you doing?
Oh, my friend, blessed and highly favored. How about you?
Same. Same. Things are going great. Things are going great. Do us a favor, Jeremiah. Go ahead.
As soon as Chuck said that, I got chills at the same exact time because I know the honor and respect that you men bring to the community in entrusting us in using that for now until we bring my children onto it and bring on the legacy.
We love it. We love it. I'm proud to be able to you guys take that over. Kept it for a long time, and now it's going to go to a great company. Jeremiah, tell our listeners about Brickworks Property Restoration. Please tell us about your past, when you started, and then we'll get a little bit into the future and the exciting things happening.
Outstanding. Yeah, so my name is Jeremiah Campbell. I was born and raised here in Southeast Michigan. I've been in construction industry ever since my mom decided to start remodeling our house, and we couldn't afford it. And so my dad was like, grab a hammer, and we're going to figure this out. And so ever since I think it was like
that's a great story. Mom decided to remodel, couldn't afford it. Dad knew he darn well better remodel if mom wants to. So
what are sons for?
I love it.
I was literally the gopher, and my dad was like, go get this, and that's what I did, and I was super proud to do it.
That's so cool.
It is.
That's kind of how I came up, kind of how Ken came up. Good for you. I love it. But you've gone a lot further than that. You've created a company that, I mean, when I see Ken excited about a masonry and concrete company, I know that there's something there. So tell people what Brickworks Property Restoration can do for them. Would you please, Jeremiah?
Oh, I'd love to. So we specialize in masonry repair and restoration. And we also do concrete and foundations. So in 2004, I took a job in the auto industry and quickly watched myself get laid off. And I said, I don't want to do this. And so a friend of mine started his own little construction company. And I was 18 years old. And I started walking around and he taught me how to canvas and he taught me how to, fix porches and all of these things. And I'm like, wait a minute. The way that I'm watching other contractors do this, it's almost like they put the customer as an afterthought. So I immediately, when I found the industry of masonry repair and restoration, the way that it was handled was very disturbing to me. The way that customers were talked to, the way that people, that was really the vision on why we continued to grow the company. Because I started out as a subcontractor, and I was out installing the brick for the first 5 years in business. I was removing the veneer courses. I was demoing porches out of a Ford Ranger pickup truck. And I just knew that there was a better way to treat customers and to treat clients. And that's when we got into the directly to serving all of the consumers in Southeast Michigan. So what we specialize in is porches, chimneys, tuck pointing, concrete, and foundation stabilization and retrofit.
And you do a great job at it. You really do. I told Chuck that if I had to do things over, I'd follow your model again, Jeremiah. And that's how much I think of your company, the way you do things. You go to your company, every one of your vehicles, and it's a masonry company. People need to understand how hard it is to make those companies clean, bottom line. And every one of your trucks is clean. Every one of your trailers is clean. You walk into your office, it's clean. Everyone that I talked to, we sat down and had a 4 or 5 hour meeting the other day, Chuck. And there were four or five guys there, and all of them took ownership of this business. You could tell all of them were excited to be there with them, excited, and can't say enough about it. Now, brickwork, Jeremiah, it's so difficult to find. How do you find people to lay the brick nowadays? How do you get your workforce nowadays in this very challenging market?
So, through the grace of God, we're not challenged when it comes to our install staff. We've been blessed beyond any recognition, to be honest with you. I'm heavily encouraged to work on the individual rather than the business. So we take a stance, my entire leadership team. So we run on an operating system called EOS, which is Gino Wickman created it. We have level 10 meetings. Everything is brought into with accountability. So when nobody in the business is held accountable, then you can't actually move the needle forward. And so everybody has an accountability portion of the business when it comes to our tenders, to our apprentices, to our masons, to our leadership team, to the heads of our departments. And so we meet regularly to have level 10 meetings every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So a long time ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago, and I do want to point this out that, Ken, you've been a hero of mine since I got in the industry. And I used to, and I told you the story the other day when I was driving through Huntington Woods and I got shut down for working on a Saturday because I didn't know you couldn't work on Saturdays there. And I saw one of your trailers in the driveway. And I literally, again, have goosebumps because it's complete, it's almost disbelief to come full circle and to see that that we're able to work together and to team up and carry this legacy out. And so I believe in coaching, and I believe in working on the human element of the business. And so we are actually a human development company financed by masonry repair and restoration. So we have masons that come to us that are already trained and they're fully up to speed. So we created a system, and every one of our team members that comes in, we have an onboarding platform. So anybody that comes to work with the organization is going to know the terminology, what we do, why we do it, and what sets us apart and what our proven process is. So when they come in, I don't know if we're one of the only companies out there, but especially in this industry, we provide them with therapists. We provide them with counseling. We provide them with, so we do awards based around core values. And so our core values are the number one thing that drives our company forward. Everything, we hire, fire, promote, reward, and train within our core values. And through these core values, we find new ways, just like this. We knew historically in construction, the men and the women that work for us, we have women in the field as well, that it's hard for them to save money and to, you can't separate, especially at this day and age with technology, their home life versus their work life. And so we had to figure out what was the biggest pain points in there. It's just like when I deal with a customer, with a client, when I get the opportunity to go on an estimate, what's their pain point? What's going on with them? What do they really need? And so we have a process where we're listening to their needs. And one of our three uniques is their needs first, upon with reputation and trustworthiness. And so those are our three uniques that really set us apart from everybody else in the industry. And so we use Dave Ramsey's program. It's called Smart Dollar. So all of our rewards and all of our contests that we do are tied back to a program. So we kind of force them to improve their home life so then they can be better as a team member of the company and then better for every one of our clients. So it's a full circle approach that we use with every one of our team members.
I'm looking over at my partner shaking his head right now, and I know, Chuck, you absolutely love everything you're hearing. Don't
oh,
you?
I do. We've been trying to teach that to the industry for decades, and I'm sitting here. I'm just thrilled to death to hear what you're saying. And Ken and I have said for 15 years on the radio, this is a high-touch industry. It depends on people, and your focus is on not only your client as a person, but on your employees as people. So I'm excited.
People. Yeah. Making them better people, which is the huge part about this. And I one of the reasons I asked that question, I remember a couple winters ago, I came over to your place and it was definitely winter and cold outside. And you have a whole crew full of people in the pole barn training them doing masonry. I mean, you had probably around 20 people there all in a big circle on scaffolding, laying brick up on, you know, building these chimneys, which are just going to be torn down. And those are part of that's team building in the middle of the wintertime where most Masons are sitting in front of the TV depressed.
Good. No, you're right. That is so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we do. It's part of our basically our credo is on the leadership team. We do whirly ball with them. And the big thing is to bring the family in. So one of my jobs at the company as visionary is to lead and inspire. But we have to have action behind it.
Hey, buddy, you hear the music? If you don't mind sticking around for another segment, you got time?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to continue discussion with Jeremiah Campbell. What do you call it? Chief Cook and Bottle Washer of Brickworks Property Restoration. In the meantime, head to your Facebook page. Take a look at McFarland Painting's Facebook page. Interior, exterior, you name it. They do absolutely beautiful work. If you think about a new paint job or you need a handyman, we want you to contact McFarland Painting. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys with over 80 years of combined housing experience. The Inside Outside Guys and the InsideOutsideGuys.com need to be your number one choice for any and all of your housing needs. Speaking of housing needs, if you're out there and you live in a house that needs masonry or concrete, we've got a company for you. We're talking to Jeremiah Campbell, the owner of Brickworks Property Restoration. And Jeremiah, we know you've been in business for years doing the masonry thing, but there's been a huge need here in Southeast Michigan for more concrete contractors. We get emails all the
qualified.
Time. Qualified, quality, absolutely. Contractors for concrete, and it's hard to find these guys, and you guys have come up with a solution, have you not?
We have, and we're really excited to roll this out. So everything that we've gotten into was caused from a need, right? So our clients have a need they've been taken advantage of. What happened is we got into small concrete repairs first, and nobody wanted to be able to set up the systems in place. And so everything that happens with our business, there's a process behind it. So it's simplified. The way that we do one thing is the way that we do everything. And so when we started to see a huge need for small repairs, I'm talking 250 feet or less, the good concrete contractors are booked out till next season already. And so our team, our entire company-wide, we're about 63 team members as of today. And we're able to fill the needs of these, and we really specialize in just white concrete. And the reason, there's several reasons that we're not going to get into in this specific conversation, but we'd love for any of your listeners that have that need to give us a call and let one of our sales reps come out and have that conversation with them.
Well, let's explain. When you say white concrete, you're not talking decorative concrete. You're staying away from the decorative concrete. You want to meet the need of all the driveways, walkways, porches, patios that just require a white concrete, correct?
Yeah, and so the biggest thing, especially in our Michigan roads, everybody knows how bad they are. And so concrete, there's a few things an honest concrete contractor is going to tell you. It's going to turn white, it's going to turn hard, and it's going to crack. We do the very best we can to use the proper materials and prep everything correctly. So where we're controlling the cracks, we're controlling the spalling, and we're able to provide our clients with something that makes sense for them to go forward with.
Love it.
I love that. And you've made some major investments in that regard in some unique ways, right?
Yeah.
You're thinking about it?
Go ahead. Yes. So we're in the process of working out bulk material buying. So our plan was towards the end of this season or early next season is buy into our own volumetric trucks and running and controlling our own supply. So we are, as concrete contractors, just like anybody else out there that's pouring concrete, is we're at the mercy of the ready mix. So that's the concrete trucks that rolls down the street. And so there's so many different variables that can change. The concrete's going to, the way that it comes out of the chute, the way it comes out hot, the way, whatever's in the material, we are then entrusting on the ready mix plants to provide that. So that's one of the biggest variables that you're dealing with when you're dealing with concrete. And so we found a way, we're working with two different vendors before we pick one, and to make this extremely sizable investment to be able to control and regulate our own mix, our viscosity, what and how much we actually put in our concrete as far as the cement and the ratios go to control the slump and the different scientific stuff that goes behind it.
You know, Jeremiah and I were talking about this, and when he first told me about concrete, I said, you know, the two biggest issues when it comes to concrete is you're at the mercy of the trucks. I can't tell you how many times I've sat there and waited for trucks. Let's say we're supposed to pour a job at 8 a.m. in August, okay?
The crew is there. You're standing around. You're ready to work.
And they call you up, sorry, we're 2 hours late.
Yeah.
Now you're paying all your guys to stand around for 2 hours. Then now you're finishing concrete in the middle of the day when the sun's beating down. This, what Brickworks Property Restoration does, is take that out of the equation. 100% controls the concrete.
That's what he's hoping to do, right?
Yes, and with the availability of manpower that Brickworks has, he takes that out of the equation. I tell you, I'm really looking forward to working with you on this whole thing, Jeremiah. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's such a blessing to be able to have the men that we've served with. I have some team members that have been with us for over 10 years, and that we've watched them. So one of our biggest goals is as a leadership team, we set these goals. And one of our men right now, Eduardo, is buying his first home. And we have members of, because historically in construction, it's never been a sexy opportunity. Now we're in the point where our guys coming in within 1 to 2 years are $70,000, $80,000 team members. And so there's a big paradigm shift going on in the industry where my guys, our team, are making more money than some of the doctors and lawyers that I know. And so there's this big shift going on to where nobody's dying. Nobody wants to get into construction. And it was always seen as an afterthought of, hey, these guys. And so now we're bringing pride and respect back into the industry. We're watching these men and women, get, let's be honest here, they're getting custody of their children back. They're able to become productive members of society. They're paying off debts from bankruptcies. They're actually, and when you watch, so our purpose, and I talk very little about the actual brick and concrete we do, right, in the foundations. Our purpose is building success. And when we put that in the forefront of every one of our team members, when I'm out working with a client and I look at them, I'm putting their needs first, but then I know that every one of my men, when you look in the sincerity of their eyes, and when I look into my integrator's eyes, Daryl, when I look into his eyes, and his eyes light up in his soul because he knows what he's doing is bigger than anything that he's ever been part of. And so that's really the spirit that we push. And when somebody comes into our ethos, like when I met you, Ken, I said, come on over. And then we had, if you remember, we had lunch first off of Woodward at a Coney Island.
Sure.
And I was sitting there with you, and I looked at your phone. And I said, what's that? And you said, oh, that's my bride. And I said, oh, you're newly married? He goes, no, I've been married over 20 years. And you got a picture of your wife on your phone. And we spent the entire time talking about your son getting married. And you recommended the book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And we spent the entire conversation not talking about what we were there for, but we were talking about what was really important. And that was family.
You know what?
And that's what we are at Brickworks. And that's how we're able to provide. I'll be 100% honest with you and all your listeners, guys. Here's a
listen. And listen, you hear the music, but the people, that, for our listeners out there, this guy means every word that he says. This is who he is as a person to his core. So he's the kind of guy you want to work with. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY, and you'll be taken care of. Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration, sir, thank you so much for joining with us.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Thank you, look forward to it.
God bless you, brother. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Good people, huh?
Great people. Right.
Yeah, you mentioned in private conversation what Kearns does for the veterans. That everything they do is from the heart, right?
Everything they do is from the heart. Kern Brothers loves giving back, and they love giving back to American heroes, our veterans. That's why we love Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. 888-654-889. Is it 8897? I got that wrong.
654-4897.
Why did I trip on that?
Because
I know.
You had a senior moment.
There you go.
Hey, happens all the time, even on the air, right?
I'm good. I accept that explanation. I got to tell you, this is the first that I've had the chance to interact with Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration. And wow. Wow. I'm really excited for our listeners to have a resource like that. Now, how big a geographic area are they going to cover?
Southeast Michigan. And when I mean say Southeast Michigan, I mean Southeast Michigan. So let's imagine going from Port Huron or from Grosse Pointe up to Port Huron.
Okay.
Taking a ride over to Lansing. Then maybe a ride back down to Ann Arbor area.
Wow. Okay.
He's covering all that.
That's awesome.
Yep. And I'm going to help them do this. We're going to make this company grow. I'm excited about it.
And Mr. Pierce already got them on the website, right?
They're already on the website, theinsideoutsideguys.com. Under concrete and masonry, all their concrete is going to be reinforced with steel. It's going to be done right. That's the only way Jeremiah over there at Brickworks Property Restoration rolls. And I go over there, Chuck, and I see him interact with every one of his employees. When he walks out of the truck, I mean, he's just such a great owner. You can tell he does not think he's better than the lowest guy in the totem pole.
I would hope. Yeah, he sounds like that. And for all those listeners that have discovered, I mean, we've got a lot of emails with people that, you know, Spalling chimneys and chimney caps that are coming apart. This is a resource, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
They're going to do that work for you.
Absolutely. And here's what I want to remind a lot of people out there that have a certain problem with their porch. A lot of people's porches were built too low. We've talked about this, Joe.
Yeah, we've had a couple,
you know, maybe 12 inches high with a concrete cap. And the porch brick around it rarely gets sun. It stays moist all the time, so those bricks start to pop over time. You've got to be careful with those because what will happen is when they pop in the corner, it's a matter of time before that corner slab cracks. And when that happens, you're going to need a whole new porch. What you could do, what a company like Brickworks Property Restoration could do, is come in and strip the exterior. Every brick, at least every brick, should have two courses of brick. The exposed, which everyone sees on the outside.
Wait, every brick should have two courses of brick.
Every porch should have two courses
of brick. Two layers, right?
No. Two rows. In other words, you have an outside row that everyone sees and an inside row that nobody sees. So it's 8 inches. The brick is 4 inches.
Unless you have a poured concrete foundation for that porch, right?
I don't follow you. What do you mean?
I'm just curious.
We do a poured foundation, of course. If they have a porch right now, it's solid, it's concrete, but the brick are bad. What I'm saying is they can strip those outside brick because there's an inside course that's going to continue to hold that porch up. That's what I'm trying to explain. Maybe I'm not doing a very good job doing it. But Brickwork Property Restoration can strip the visible course of brick out and replace just the brick and not the entire porch. Where so many companies are going to want to replace that entire porch, it is much less expensive to strip the brick and replace the brick under the porch.
Make gotcha.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing.
Want to remind everybody also, if you're doing, you know, if you got some DIY projects going on that require you to dig, maybe you're putting a fence in, so you're putting fence posts in. Maybe you're doing a deck or a deck extension, so you're putting, you know, supports for that in. Miss Dig is, boy, you want to have them at the top of your list to call.
811.
Yeah. I mean, it's a no-brainer. if you accidentally expose or strike a gas line, you know, you went and rented that power auger to drill those holes for the deck posts or the fence posts, and then you strike an underground utility line of any kind, you will so wish you could turn the clock back.
You're not.
Oh, scary stuff.
It is. Dangerous stuff, too.
It's dangerous stuff. So contact MISDIG. You're supposed to at least 3 business days ahead of time. So no-brainer. You're going to do something on the weekend, call them by Tuesday, at Monday. I mean, and then they will come out and stake the known utility locations.
For no cost.
I know it.
Yeah.
It's actually, gosh, I think you and I, over a decade ago, did a show on this. Because I remember reading the entire law that created MISDIG, and it's MISDIG is financed by the utility companies. They want you to know where that underground gas line is before you start digging. They don't want to have you strike a line and then have service interrupted to 100 customers, much less all the you know, safety issues.
You're right. Right. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to come out and put flags down where the individual, well, red flag is for electric, yellow is for gas or oil, orange is for communication such as phone line or internet, blue is for potable water.
Green.
Yeah, green for sewer lines. Yep.
Exactly.
So, and the thing is, they just come out, and it's really cool, they just throw those things down on the ground and go away. So then when you want to start digging, you know exactly where you can dig without causing all sorts of stress and trouble.
Yeah, and I'll remind people that they tell you if you're within 4 feet of a flag, either way, in either direction, there could be a line down there. So you use a shovel, not power equipment.
Right.
Oh, scary stuff.
You know, Motor City Floors and Coatings Chucks has a ton of happy customers who are original WJR listeners. But now they got Mr. WJR very happy.
Mrs. WJR, right? Paul W.
Yep. They went out and coated their entire basement floor, went out and took a look at it. And they did an absolutely great job. If you're thinking a new basement floor, new garage floor, consider Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Hey, let me do this, partner. I want to overcome my seniorness.
Your what?
My seniorness.
Okay.
Is that a word?
I'm listening.
888-654-4897. Right?
That's it.
That's the number.
888-654-GUYS. Hey, let's let's talk to Greg in Shelby Township.
You took the shortcut. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Mr. Positive. Hey, real quick, that Jeremiah interview, fantastic. He knows how to treat his employees, and he knows how to work. The interaction. Wow. He's fantastic. I see why you guys love him. Real quick, our driveway. We didn't put a sealant on. And what? A sealer on the driveway. My mom's right here. Sealer on the driveway. And the only way to clean it is power wash. Is there any other methods to do other than power wash?
Yeah. Chuck, you had one you did for your niece last year, didn't you?
Well, we did power wash.
Oh, you did.
But we also used, for some really bad stains, we also used, I'm a big believer in cleaners that have bleach as an additive, and they make them for concrete.
Yeah. Well, another thing someone could do if they don't have a power washer is make sure you have some rubber boots, and you go to your local hardware store and buy some muriatic acid. You get a 5-gallon bucket, you put about 2 inches of muriatic acid at the bottom, and you fill it with water. Splash it on your driveway, scrub with a broom. Let it sit for a little while, and just wash it off. If you get any on your back, walk over to the hose and rinse it off. It won't hurt you if you get it off right away.
Yeah.
Eye protection as well, yes. And that will get it cleaner. And here's the issue then. Then wait a couple weeks, let the rain hit it, make sure all that muriatic acid is rinsed off. Once it's dry, put a penetrating sealer on the concrete.
Will it burn the grass?
The muriatic acid is the only thing that's going to burn the grass, but if you rinse it well, it will not. And, of course, the sealer will. If you get the sealer on the grass, it'll kill the grass, yes.
Whoa.
You can roll that on like paint.
Yeah.
With the roller.
There's no reason for your bushes or shrubs or grass to be endangered if you're reasonably careful with that.
True, yeah.
Okay, you guys. Love you both, and go for your dreams, everybody, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, question. Greg.
Good question. Hey, Greg has some great questions, doesn't he?
Yeah, they really are well thought out. It's funny because I'm at the point, I last power washed my exterior concrete probably 7 years ago, and I need to do it again. And yeah. I actually enjoy it. It's relaxing to do. But you're right. Good footwear.
Oh, yeah. That's a must.
Good footwear. You'll take a toe off, you know, if you're not careful.
I have been waiting to, every time I go to the end of our sub, I keep looking for the homeowner in the last house at the sub. Hopefully they're a listener because I want to use your hose.
What, you're too cheap to go buy a new one for yourself?
No, I want to power wash the entrance signs at the subdivision.
Oh.
And, you know, we have some limestone, brick and limestone entrance signs. They need to be power washed. And I've got a power washer to do it, but I've got to wait to see them. I don't like going to people's doors. I got to wait till they're outside and I'll ask a stop to use their hose for I can take care of these entry signs. The
That's right. You live in that snotty gated limestone.
Right. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Don't forget during the week, if you need anything from the guys, and we mean anything, go to the insideoutsideguys.com, click on ask a question, and we'll make sure to get the information to you. As well as if you hear anything during the show, don't feel that you have to stop, pull over, write it down. We get emails all the time, people saying, I heard you talking about, but I didn't have time to write it down. And we will always send you back a reply.
Hey.
Let's stick to the phones and talk to, another friend, Bruce from Sterling Heights. How you doing, Bruce?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing today? Good show. On concrete, years ago I went on the American Concrete Association site, and they recommended a powder that you can put on and just dampen it on the oil spots. And wow, does it work great. I don't know what it is. You can buy it in a 10-pound container. It's a gray powder, and you put it on, and you just wet it, and then the rain does it afterwards. It's almost like a wet and forget that's a dry form that takes out. I gave a guy a junk car a while back, and he said, wow, it wasn't leaking oil. Well, it was, but I put that stuff on it. So,
this is a question we get a ton at the InsideOutsideGuys.com, people asking. We have a real basic. It's probably the same thing you're talking about. It's called Pour and Restore is the product. And it comes out like a self-leveling liquid, like a syrup. And it dries over top of the oil stain. And then you scrape it up and it pulls that oil out.
No, this is actually a powder.
Yeah.
It's almost like a concrete powder. It looks like either, you know, bag concrete or whatever, but it's a gray powder just like that. They recommend using a spray bottle to wet it. And then just let the rain wet it afterwards, and it takes it out. It's on the American Concrete Association site.
Yeah. I think it's called, I'm looking it up, Stone Pro. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
That could be. I don't have the name because I split the contents with my son-in-law, so I got a clear container, and I didn't write the name down.
Gotcha. It's in a powder form, and you put it on, and it'll bring it up. There's also another one called Terminator HSD, which you can find on Amazon, which does the same thing.
Yeah, they claim it eats the oil. It's got, some kind of bacteria or whatever that eats oil.
Well, my youngest son came on my driveway a couple weeks ago, and I got about a couple of softball-sized spots. I got to get something soon. You too?
I do,
give that a try.
Funny,
it really works well.
Yep,
really works well.
Thank you, Bruce. We appreciate you calling, my friend.
Hey, guys. Have a good one.
God bless you.
Take care. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Now, Chuck, years ago you asked me this question. Should someone seal their existing driveway? And at the time, I was kind of...
You and I kind of disagreed on this for a while.
Yeah, you were saying yes, I was saying no.
Yeah.
What happened last year, I went to go seal a section. I went to go seal basically my whole driveway, put it in a pump sprayer. It was a water-based mat sealer, so you couldn't tell it on. And as soon as I started pumping, the pump malfunctioned, and it started spraying everywhere. And it basically, as I was running it off my driveway, I got a line of the stuff on the driveway. Didn't try it again, and all winter long, whenever it rains, I got that, you know, I can see
good. One spot that was sealed.
You're right. But if you seal your driveway, first of all, or any of your concrete, it's so important that you use the right product.
Yeah, it is.
And if you have a patio, a stamped patio, or a brick paver patio that's been sealed in the past, you cannot just go buy any product to put it on top of it. Make sure whoever sealed it last time, you get a picture, you know what was put on it. If you put a water-based sealer over top of an acrylic-based sealer, you're just asking for trouble. So a driveway should be a water-based sealer. And if you spray a sealer on it, if you seal those joints in the center of it, you're going to greatly diminish chance of any washaway and greatly diminish any chance of the base underneath packing down over time.
And additional water getting down in there that can freeze and break up the concrete. And, again, right. Make sure it's breathable
right.
For that exterior concrete.
Did you notice what let's talk about as we get back. Jeremiah made a comment earlier about concrete cracks. It's guaranteed to crack. Let's talk a little about that when we get back from break, if you don't mind, okay?
I like that, yeah.
We'll take your calls at 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
We've had a good friend in the business that we trust to take care of you when your house gets ugly, when you need new shingles, new siding, new windows, new gutters. We got a guy that owns a company you've heard of many times here that will guarantee the work as long as you're in that house. And, of course, that company is Pro Home Improvement. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you for the next half hour, the phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS. And then after that, we're going to sprint over to Clarkston Window and Door, and we have a great fun hour planned with Jeff Weaver, the owner.
I'm going to take a video of you sprinting because I want to know the last
sprint
time.
Is a relative term when you're Chuck.
No. Sprinting means running as fast as you can. And if you ran as fast as you can, you will never walk again.
Actually, if I run as fast as I can, I'll be there Tuesday.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking next Tuesday, two Tuesdays.
But now. I'm better than I was 6 months ago, so hey.
I'm not as good as you were 20 years ago.
No, sir.
888-654-GUYS. Hey, we got some great advice real quick, did we not?
We did. A listener adjusted our thinking, and we mentioned eyewear when we were talking about muriatic acid, a dilute solution in water. You should fill the bucket nearly full of water first, then add the acid afterwards. And the reason for that is you're less likely to have concentrated acid splash up onto your skin or possibly, you know, near your face.
That was sent to us from a listener, and we appreciate.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. It makes sense, and that's, to be honest with you, that's the way we always do it, but we set it backwards.
I set it backwards. I'll take the blame. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions, let's go to the phone and talk to Leanne from Plymouth. Good morning, Leanne. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hi, guys. Love your show. I just recently bought a house, 1946, on about an 18-inch crawl, and the prior owners, unknown when, added a lean-to off the bedroom to create like a closet or something because the house is only 960 square feet, so it needed a little room. It's 6 feet wide by 20 feet long. It's on a cement slab. Then they must have used wood to build it. And then when I went out back, I saw they took these flat stepping stones and laid them up against the exterior of the lean-to to create like a barrier so that maybe an animal or something wouldn't crawl underneath. But when I removed the stones, I can see rotting wood like crazy as far as I can stick my hand in. I can see some crumbling cement. And I just don't know if it's going to like lean off eventually or... I don't know who to call. I've called general contractors. I've called Foundation Systems of Michigan. Everyone says, yeah, no, we don't do that. Any idea?
A couple questions. When did you move into the house?
Half a year ago.
This is nothing that your inspector noticed?
He did not pull the stones away. Nope. Mm-mm. He, wow. I'm sorry. There, he did, sorry, there is one area where there were no stones, and he said you have severe rotting wood under that part of the lean-to, and I suspect they put those stones around the edge to hide the rest. You need someone to take a look at that. Sorry,
okay,
you're right.
So
he didn't say who. Yeah.
Gotcha. So this is basically a foundation or a addition that does not have a concrete foundation under it. Is that what you're saying?
It has a slab. That's what I was told. And it does not show up on the public information at Northville Township when you get, you know, the plot plan and the house layout. It does not show that there was this lean-to there.
It was
and
a
the
midnight
lean-to
project.
Inside has carpet, and it's hard as hell. And so I assume it's sitting on the slab.
Sure. I'm okay. Sure it is.
Okay, if you pull that carpet up, you're likely to see a crack where it might be pulling away there. I think your best bet is to call one of our foundation expert companies and have them come out and take a look at it. You know, we were going to refer you to Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance before you told us that your inspector pointed this out to you. So if you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, we have a lot right in your area. Basements Plus, Foundation Systems of Michigan, Foundation Systems 360, Foundation Solutions 360, I'm sorry. And any of those yep. companies can help you.
Okay. They do foundation restoration, not just encapsulation. Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you go to the Inside Outside Guys, click on the basements category, you'll see all of our team partners there and give them a call and they can help you out.
On my way. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you so much, Leanne. We appreciate it. All right. I know.
I know. Boy, you cringe because that could be, I mean, the rotted wood thing, that's going to need replacement. And there's no good way to get to that.
You got to start digging. You got to start digging underneath there.
Yuck.
Let's stick to the phones and talk to Matt in Royal Oak. Good morning, Matt. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you.
I have a question a little bit. I was listening to the gentleman earlier from that does the flat work and the brick work. And on a new construction home, my question is, I'm building a new family home. And, they're going to put the basement in. And I was talking about insulation on the basement floor. Now, I've seen guys come in, they'll do like a rigid board and then go ahead and then pour the concrete on top of that. But I was wondering if you guys had heard any feedback with like a closed cell spray foam instead of the rigid, and also on the outside of the foundation walls before backfill.
Great question, Matt. Great question. Rigid foam on the floor, Chuck, is just going to be the easiest, I believe, don't you?
Not only that, but temperature loss is a function of temperature differential. And at the bottom of the floor in the basement is pretty much your lowest temperature differential you're going to have in a house year-round.
That makes sense, yeah.
You know, the temperature between the interior surface of the basement floor and then the ground below it.
More so on the walls.
Yeah. So rigid foam, the commercial construction industry found out a long time ago that product is just an excellent thing to do. It's easy to install. It functionally is a proper product for that. So if it's my house, I have no problem putting 2 to 4 inches of rigid foam under that concrete and then just pouring.
With steel.
Yeah. Definitely with steel.
That base has to be totally tamped, totally level. And when you put the rigid foam down, they should butt right up to each other and put the steel down. Now,
They make a sub-grade product specifically for that.
Since that is the transfer, the least amount there, would you put more on the sidewalls than you would underneath the...
The sidewalls is a whole other issue. Back in 1993, I was writing articles about the issues with that. Theoretically, you want to put the insulation closest to the conditioned space, which means the insulation in a basement should go on the inside face of the wall, notwithstanding anything you do to make sure that you have waterproofing on the outside of the wall.
Yes.
So it depends on whether or not you're going to finish your basement. Have you decided on a basement system yet?
So a basement system as far as What do you mean?
Building the basement, building the foundation. Are you going to do
concrete, block, ICS?
Yeah, so, it's going to get poured. It'll be a poured wall system, formed, I guess. And I know the exterior, they're planning on doing, a watchdog membrane on it. And then I was thinking that because of the commercial side and how they insulate the outside, it wouldn't hurt to spray foam, 2 inches of foam on the outside. I think code probably in my area calls for maybe like an R10, so they would, put some sort of like fiberboard or something on the outside anyway. But if I hit it with, it basically, you're going to have the fresh pour. They come in with the watchdog. Then I come in with the spray foam, and that probably needs to get sealed because a 2-pound close, like what I'm hearing is, it's still somewhat porous, but, and then maybe you put a sealer on that, and then backfill comes in. And
here's the problem with doing that. You cannot, if you do that all the way to the top of the foundation, you're going to have a minimum, bare minimum of 8 inches of the foundation exposed to the weather. Which means if you spray that foam all the way to the top of the foundation, that foam's going to be deteriorating as soon as the UV starts to work on it and weed whackers and lawnmowers and everything else get, subjected to it. So it might be one of those things. It's always good to put a lot of insulation on the outside of that wall below grade. But remember, your greatest temperature differential and heat loss.
Below grade.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me.
What?
No, sorry. So you're not
below grade.
Okay, below grade. That's different.
But if you spend the same money and do it all on the inside, you can go from the very top of the concrete floor of your basement to the top of the wall and up into the perimeter of the wood frame floor, and that will be far more effective. Both cost-effective and literally thermally effective for the house for as long as it lives.
Got it.
Does that make sense or no?
It does. Oh, yeah. It makes total sense. We are going to go with the spray foam technology. I think it's, if we could do a full envelope seal of the house and let it breathe properly, from what I'm gathering, I think we will be in good shape. I've done a little bit of research on it, but my main question was, when I talk to guys that do flat work and, spray foam guy says, yeah, we could come in, throw 2 inches of here or you could do rigid. And then some of the flat work guys are like, oh, I've never heard of spray foam. It's like coming to a war with a machine gun and everybody's, still has machetes, and so I feel like spray foam is like kind of new, and everyone's like, well, I wouldn't do that, and I mean, I lean on you guys a little bit, I listen to a lot of you guys, and I pick
hey,
up
Matt,
a
Matt,
lot of
I hate to cut you off. I hate to cut you off, brother. We got to go to break. Just music. We will discuss this
when
we
get back
from break,
it.
And then we'll take Carol's call from Novi when we get back as well. Kim and her husband, Winston, finishing their basement. The problem was, as COVID started, Kim lost her job, and Kim started a business selling cookies, her and her husband, out of her house. That's when Basements Plus came in and financed a new basement project for Kim, and she was absolutely thrilled. And if you want to check out, that's kind of for two companies, Basements Plus and KimsCookingCreations.com. Check out Kim's Cookies at KimsCookingCreations.com, brought to you by Basements Plus. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
Good stuff. Matt was asking about insulating a basement on a new construction that he is planning. So he's just now specifying it. How about ICFs, insulated concrete forms?
You know what, Matt? I love those. I think that's a phenomenal product.
You mentioned it.
If I was building a house, that's what I would use. Just two ways about it nowadays. And Matt said he's done a lot of research, so hopefully Matt has checked into those. But I got to tell you, I respect the questions he's asking. And I respect that he understands that if you're going to insulate, now is the time to insulate.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically paying for his energy in advance, and we all know energy doesn't get cheaper.
No. No, you and I are huge fans. He kept mentioning spray foam. We love spray foam, but there are places where rigid foam, like under the concrete, makes more sense.
And we've seen that. We have never seen, I have never seen spray foam under the concrete. Have you?
I haven't seen it, and you could certainly do it. I just don't know why you would. The rigid foam that's made for subgrade applications will hold up to the abuse of the concrete install, which is a concern you have to have. If you use the wrong foam and people are walking on it, it's going to crush it. You know, we know the rigid foam has a crush resistance.
I use a 2-inch rigid foam on the house I did years ago on the exterior.
Underneath the concrete?
No. Exterior of the walls. Oh, gotcha. Underneath the concrete. But from what you're saying, it sounds to me like an R3 or something would work underneath the concrete.
1 inch is R5 with the foam. Right. So if you put 2 to 4 inches down there, you'd be in tremendous shape forever. You know?
You're right.
Like you said, over a well-compacted base.
And that basement will always be comfortable.
I know.
Always be comfortable.
Great.
888-654, guys. Let's talk to Carol in Novi. Good morning, Carol. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hey, good morning. I have kind of a twofold, two different questions here. Hopefully I can get it in. The first one is I wanted to remark on people sealing their driveways. I had a couple of neighbors that had nice new driveways poured. They went ahead and sealed them with something that I don't know what it was, but both of their driveways turned yellow. And they've never been able to change that. They've been yellow since. So I would caution people on trying to figure out whether what they might use might do that, and because then you're very unhappy for a very long time. We've had a new driveway since 2003 that was done by Sinelli, who's no longer doing residential, but they knew what they were doing with cement. We have treated any stains on our driveway and found out early on about a product called, similar to what the guy called in with, who said it was a powder. This is called Oil Dry. And it takes out any oil spills, hydraulic oil, like a truck's coming up on your driveway to deliver something. You just simply sprinkle it on the spot, grind it in with your shoe. It sets up in a few hours. It eats it away. You sweep it off and it's gone. So,
love it. You
know, when it comes to the kind of stains you can get on your driveway, you can treat them. You know, if it's leaves or debris from trees or whatever, there's stuff. I've even used Simple Green and a scrub brush with a handle scrub brush, and I've removed a lot of that, and that tends to wear away anyway with just rain and whatever. But we have a pristine driveway, and we've never, you know, muriatic acid. Then you start thinking about, you know, like, is it like hurting the grass or watch your skin, whatever. I'm not doing any of that, and we have the best driveway in the whole neighborhood. So you have
It was done right to begin with.
Yeah, it's done right to begin with. Excellent
you know,
advice.
Yeah, we'll do it. Just kind of look at what's going on in your driveway and then try
Carol,
to
here's
that.
What, let me say something to you when it came to the sealer years ago, and it wasn't that long ago. The only sealers were out there were an acrylic-based sealer. And they did
Oil-based,
yes. And they did not allow the concrete underneath to breathe. And what would happen is the water will get under the concrete. It may not soak through the concrete through that sealer, but it'll go under the concrete from rounding up. And that's what causes that yellowing, because that moisture cannot escape. That's why it's so important. Now, if you look at the MDOT people, they put what's called a cure and seal on concrete as soon as they pour that concrete. Brick Works, Property Restoration,
breathable,
puts a cure and seal on the concrete as soon as they pour that concrete. It does a couple things. Number one, it stops the water from penetrating, and number two, it slows down the cure. But you are right. It is so important that people know what they're putting on, and a breathable water base is what we recommend.
Yeah, think of the old picnic tables that we used to put varnish on, and that
great
varnish
example.
Would yellow.
Great example.
And it yellowed because water was getting in the wood and coming up under the varnish and not able to escape.
Mm-hmm. Well,
great
we have
advice,
another
Carol.
Battle here. If I like okay. really quick, we have been inundated by chipmunks. I did email you guys. We have been live trapping them and removing them. You got to go 5 miles out or more and take them away. They claim they come back. So we've gotten over probably 15. We see very few in the yard now, but they've gotten in under. They're very evasive, damaging. They've gone under our stamped concrete patio. they have brought up gravel that was laid as a layer before it was poured in mounds. And I never even thought that a chipmunk could do this. So I read and I find out they can tunnel 20 to 30 feet and they make these burrows and these houses underground. And I have no idea the extent of the damage that's under the stamped concrete patio as far as what they've removed. And whether or not that's going to get any kind of moisture, water in it in the winter, freeze, crack the stamped concrete patio.
Carol, so we have to cut you off because we got about 30 seconds left. But we know you emailed. We know you emailed us. Email us again because if we didn't send you someone, we'll send you some advice on that. But we're running out of time here. Okay.
Yeah, we need good concrete. You know, answers. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you so much. We have good concrete answers. We'll make sure we get those for you 100%. Don't forget during the week, 888-65. Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't forget during the week, theinsideoutsideguys.com. And Chuck, you and I are going to take a ride over to Clarkson Window and Door and have a discussion with Jeff Weaver, are we not?
I know it. Jeff's a lot of fun, and he's got wonderful product. And again, he's another one of these people that you and I really feel comfortable referring to our listeners because if he puts a window or door in your house, he's going to take care of you as long as you're in that house.
You're right. And he can get to people, get your orders in because they're busy and they have a great, great window. Our team partners talk to each other and they love each other's windows. We've had them talk to each other.
I know.
I think they all have great quality products. Stick around for the next hour, the Inside Outside Guys with special guest, Jeff Weaver and Clarkson Window and Door. In the meantime, if you got chipmunks like Carol had, you got any critter at all, whether it's spiders, that you name it, Rove Pest Control is Detroit's and Michigan's largest growing pest control company. We trust them. You should too. Give a call to Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control today.